What's going on with Trump and the and Iran and Iraq? People seem to be really upset about.
He's gonna make an announcement in the morning. But so far, everything's looking good. We've lost no lives. And they just stirred things up a little bit with a few missiles, but ain't nobody hurt, ain't no big deal. But he's fixing to blow the sand niggers up, what he's fixing to do. One more thing, and you'll see it. There won't be nothing much left. He's going to do it individually, not like for the whole country. I mean, how silly is it when they say, okay, the whole Ayatollah Khomeini says, okay, we're going to put an $80 million bounty on Donald J. Trump's head, and there ain't hardly 80 million people in the whole country, and he said everybody needs to give a dollar to pay the bounty. Now, you know, it's kind of like a lottery, and then after you pay the money in, then you got to go try to find Trump and kill him in his palace. But yeah, no, he's gonna respond, but he's not trying to stir up a war. Everybody's trying to make this warmongering. Like I say, them devils been fighting for 10,000 years. There's nothing new here. What he's going to do is go in there, take care of his business, and then get out. And what's going to happen is they only have a little bit of oil through their refineries now. And if it spurs up into a little bit more, he will absolutely eviscerate the refinery so they won't have 200,000 barrels of oil. Used to have 2 million barrels of oil. Now it's 200,000. Those two, and all the oil will stop. And once that, then it's over because you have absolutely destroyed what little of their economy that's left. They'll have nothing left. The dinar won't buy very much these days.
Right. So, Scott, you were saying, what is the mood out there was, you didn't finish your sentence. They're all saying Trump's fucking it up. What were you going to say?
Well, yeah, they're either saying that, you know, let's go in and kill everybody, or they're saying that Trump is going to start like a third world war or something like that.
Right.
And my intuition about it is that he's just dealing with the situation in a little more straightforward
That's
way
right.
than past presidents have.
That's right. That's right. Al Assad is ours. And if you start stirring up shit on Al Assad, then you're going to get your teeth kicked in. So don't be that guy. Because whoever's doing it, that's who's going to get their teeth kicked in. Just saying.
One of the problems in the Middle East is that, most of the people there expect the Americans to be nice. And they don't understand that there's really a nasty side to us, like the
Since Jimmy fucking Carter, he went up against them a little bit, and they run him out of town. A really nice guy. He's a real nice Sunday school teacher. Good people from Plains, Georgia. Come from a good family. Miss Lillian was the salt of the earth. Then you go all the way through Reagan, who's trying to suck their dicks and trying to do all that kind of craziness. Then you go into all the Bushes. They're all making their backdoor deals, trying to fund them. Then he turned around and said, y'all can have all the gold in the world as long as you sell your oil to us. That goes back to Nixon, for God's sake. So this whole negotiated happenstance position from their societal million-year capacity, okay, they're trying to run on some kind of a blessed position, but getting blessed is better than getting blessed out. And what's happening now is they bumped into, finally, a tyrant that says, we're going to make America great again. America's going to be great again. If you're not American, we'll help you, but we're going to help America first. Ours is first, and if there's anything left over, yeah, we'll maybe help y'all too. But we're going to take care of us and them first.
Okay.
And then we're going to respond.
Is the tech body, you're saying Trump is smarter than the media presents him. Is the tech body part of making Trump stupid?
We're not.
Or is the tech body part of Trump's accuracy?
No, We're not saying that. We're saying you're smart. We're not saying he's smart. We're saying you're smart.
Oh, but it's Bob. Yeah, yeah.
So far.
That's true. Remember that, Scott. Got, it's always about me.
Well, no, we're not trying to brag about nepotism, Bob. We're trying to say that you got 2 weeks to make a decision. So there's nothing going to happen for 2 weeks or until you decide. Now you're hollering at people, so maybe it'll just be a hollering at people. Hey! Hey! Y'all watch the TV in the morning. Trump gets up right in the morning. He says, hey, hey, then you'll know. That's why Bob's excited. Then you'll know that's what's going on. That'll be good. That's good.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. We got to get one more in
now,
here.
Now, don't worry. Article 51 of the UN Charter doesn't even apply. So don't worry about this.